This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The terrible floods along the Missouri River in the spring have scarred the landscape and disrupted the farm economy, some say, for decades. There was a whopper of a storm, a bomb cyclone, and then a 92-year-old dam burst. With land and infrastructure still a mess in many spots, a 2019 story has become a 2020 story. Marketplace Hub reporter Peggy Lowe of KCUR reports.
Tom Bullock's taken this route many times on the two-lane roads in the northwest corner of Missouri. Bullock is Holt County's director of emergency services, and as he drives his pickup along, he points out damage, like where sheets of black asphalt from a road ended up in a cornfield.
You wouldn't think asphalt would float, but it does. When it gets enough current underneath it, it just picks it up in big sheets and floats it off the side of the road.
Since the devastating floods of last spring, Bullock's seen a lot of things he never thought he'd see. Miles-long holes in the levees, roads closed for months, bridges left in rubble, ditches and farmland covered in mud and silt. Bullock says he's hoping for help from the Federal Emergency Management Agency because his county of just 4,000 people needs it.
Especially little counties like us where we don't have the funds to put things back like they need to be. If we don't get FEMA money to help us put it back, we're in bad trouble.
Bullock says Holt County hasn't received any FEMA funds yet because people can't get into areas that are still underwater to assess the damage. A recent study by two EPA scientists published in the journal Nature Climate Change says infrastructure will be one of the costliest categories of global warming, second only to health.
I call these quote-unquote wake-up calls when the disaster happens. They're more like snooze alarms.
Erwin Redlener is the director of the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. He says this spring's flooding in the Midwest should be a reminder to invest in the country's infrastructure, even as climate change could increasingly make things worse. Redlener says there are always two options.
One is preventive expenditures, like buying insurance or fixing the levees. And the other is reparative expenditures.
And Redlener says that repairing damage after a catastrophe is always far more expensive. In Kansas City, I'm Peggy Lowe for Marketplace.